See, some devotee who is intelligent, talented, dedicated, sensitive, if the devotee initially gets a lot of success, but afterwards, the devotee just, things keep going wrong. What can that devotee do? And is this because of karma? See, the interaction between karma and bhakti is actually very complex. In principle, we understand that when we surrender to Krishna, then Krishna takes away all our karma. But then that also depends on how much we are surrendering to Krishna. And Krishna can sometimes, he takes away our karma, but then he lets some karma come just so that he can reorient us in case we are getting distracted. So our focus should always be on having a vision that is devotional. So that means if some devotee is sick, if some very advanced devotee is very sick and they get some terrible disease, if we start thinking, hey, I thought you were a pure devotee, you got such a terrible disease, that means you must have done a lot of sinful activity. Huh? If we start thinking like that, now where is the devotional attitude there? Now we should say that, okay, actually, this devotee, this condition is an opportunity for me to serve this devotee. So we should always have a favorable vision. The favorable vision is, that okay, this is an opportunity to serve. When Draupadi is dishonored, nobody tells her, oh, it was your karma because of which you were dishonored. No, they are angry, everybody is angry. They will take assertive action over there. So our vision should always be that which enables us to make a contribution. Not that which causes us to pass a judgment about others, especially about other devotees. Now from that devotee's perspective, so what we can see is that there is something inconceivable happening between this devotee and Krishna, and my focus should be on how I can serve this devotee. Now that devotee should also have an attitude that is favorable. That devotee should not think, this is actually Krishna is doing something special in my life. That can also be a thought, but it depends on how the consequence or the consciousness is. You don't think, I have done a lot of sinful activities, I'm just getting those reactions. Basically, the devotee should also think in such a way that it helps that devotee go closer to Krishna. If that devotee feels, yes, Krishna is making some arrangement in my life and that inspires me to take shelter of Krishna, that is also positive. But the point is, whatever events happen in life, the whole process, whole purpose of the study of bhakti philosophy is to help us translate that event in a way that it becomes favorable for our life. So you see, Parikshit Maharaj is cursed. And from the point of view of justice, it is outrageous to be sentenced to death for just putting a dead snake around someone. So unjust. But what does Parikshit Maharaj say? Oh, this is the opportunity for me to wholeheartedly devote myself to Krishna. And Pingala, she is a prostitute. And then she doesn't get a customer. And then what happens? She thinks, why did I not get a customer? Noonam me bhagavan prito vishno kena api karmana nirvedo yam durashaya yanme jatah sukhavah. He says, actually, I must have done some good karma in my past life. Something I have done because of Vishnu became pleased with me. And that's why I became frustrated in my profession today. And from that frustration, detachment has come. And thus I am able to focus on that. So now we may say, in a prostitute's place, whether a customer is coming or not, is Krishna really looking into that? Somebody may ask from a skeptical point of view like that. But the point is, we have to look at what is the vision that is favorable for my bhakti. And that is what the Bhagavatam consistently helps us to see. So, so with respect to if a devotee is going through something like this, we can see that, okay, this is the time when this devotee will be having difficulty. They would need some encouragement, some support, some bonding. And we can try to serve in that way if required. Now from that devotee's perspective, we can say, whatever is again favorable, it may be that I'm going through a patch of bad karma. So what happens is that our relationship with Krishna, that means in terms of our inner remembrance of Krishna, our practice of the direct limbs of bhakti, especially our inner remembrance of Krishna, that is not dependent on our material circumstances. But to the extent we are not yet very strongly attached to Krishna, our capacity to remember Krishna and connect with Krishna does depend on the material circumstances. That means, say, if I am a speaker, in principle I can just study Shastra and I can remember Krishna. But if my main service is speaking and suddenly I get some throat infection by which I can't speak, and then I can remember Krishna. But because the normal way of remembering Krishna is not accessible for me, so it becomes more difficult for me. So now, why is that throat infection come? We could say that the kshetra that we have, the Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that karya karana kartrutve hetu prakritruchyate purusha sukha dukkhana bhoktrutve hetu ruchyate. So he says whatever happens in 13.21, he says that whatever happens at the material level, that is a product of the transformations of material nature. But whether we get pleasure or pain through that depends on our attachment, our desire to enjoy, to control, to do things in that kshetra. So we have to see that we all go through different phases in our life. And sometimes, you know, it's like almost whatever you touch, it turns into gold. And sometimes when we touch gold, it turns into stone. The exact opposite starts happening. Whatever, some good project is going on and we get into the project and it starts crumbling down it. So sometimes we just go through phases like this. So we just have to know that nothing is permanent. Nothing is permanent. So if we overreact at that time, hey, this bhakti doesn't work, Krishna doesn't care, what is this? Then we may do something which is very unfortunate. So sometimes we have to understand that this karma will come and it will cause us some amount of trouble. Like sometimes there are some leeches which they attack the skin and they start sucking the blood. It can be really scary when you see the leech on the hand and you can sense it like taking out the blood. But when their leeches are taking out the blood, at that time if we try to pull them out, they've got such a strong hold on the skin that the whole skin will come out. It will become a major wound. But if you just wait at that time, the leech's capacity to suck blood is not unlimited. So after its tubule gets filled, it will itself let go. So you can flick it off. So like that, sometimes our karma comes like a leech. And when it comes like a leech, it is sucking blood, it's very difficult to tolerate it.
Yes.
But if we try to overreact and hope that this will help me get out of suffering, just try to pull it out, then that aggravates the situation much more. So sometimes we just have to tolerate. Yes, I'll keep serving Krishna even if I don't get the results. And you know, when we try to enjoy material things, the problem with the material enjoying those things is that they're temporary. But that thing which is problematic when we are seeking enjoyment, that becomes a blessing when we are suffering. Because just as the enjoyment is temporary in this world, even the suffering is temporary. So no matter how big the problem seems to be right now, it's a patch. It's not going to be there permanently. So if we tolerate, then it will get over. So if that devotee has some other good relationship with some other devotees, so quite often, you know, we form different kinds of relationships. Some relationships are formed because, let's say, if we are doing a lot of nice service, then people just want to associate somebody who is well known. And then this happens in the, it's just a normal human tendency. It happens in the devotee community also. So we are well known, then people want to associate with us. And then if we are not well known, if we are, because of some reason, we are not well known, then those people treat us as if we are unknown. But they don't care for us. They are like fair weather friends. But we will also find that there are some friends who stick to us. So at that time, we need to draw on those friends more. And also, if we have found a service which we have got a taste in, then irrespective of whether we get result or not in that service, we can move on. I'll talk about in the last session about turning our heart towards Krishna. At that time, we'll discuss about this more. But generally, knowing that it is a bad phase I'm going through, we just tolerate it. It'll get over. And we have in the 8th canto, when Bali Maharaj is being defeated, he's being arrested, all his associates come and they say, it's unfair, they want to fight against the devatas and Vishnu has arrested them. Bali Maharaj says, Kaal is not favorable to us now. Don't do anything right now. Just tolerate. So we all sometimes go through a phase when time is not favorable. it's best to tolerate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Yes.
Changing